Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I think you would learn for the first time when you were doing this, and then maybe the 75th time, you know? I don't think this Florida man still learned. His name is Mark Brents. He looks like he doesn't care. It's Hillsborough County, Florida. He's 57. I'm sorry, hold up. 57? This man is 57. This man is not 57 years old. No way. No way.
Drugs will do it to you.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Juan's going to throw it up there because you guys got to see this. Every now and then this happens. Mark Brents, 57. He has apparently done this barcode manipulation scheme in Lowe's for quite a long time. He was finally arrested after the, 75th time that he did it. He's 57. I can't believe it. He switches barcodes on stuff. And then he goes to the same Lowe's. That's the thing. He doesn't just like go around to different Lowe's. He goes back to the same Lowe's. They finally got him this last time. He went to 10 different times, a handful of stores, over $4,500 in merchandise. And they even said, in one article I read, said, yeah, we know it was him. We know it's him when he's in there because he keeps doing it. I wanted to touch on this one. This Florida man, if you're denied a dog at a dog adoption, don't pull a gun out on someone. Especially two women, apparently that's what happened. Tampa police had to get involved. And she did not get the dog, safe to say. Stick with us. We got more in store. Our partners that help bring you free radio, it's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the P15. The P15 is the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. And it's the P15 is, I mean, it's the most concealable 9mm that I have. And there's two different versions. There's the metal version and the polymer version. I have both. I like the polymer version. But that metal version with those walnut wood panel textured grips on the side, they're just so nice. It looks like a James Bond gun. It comes with two magazines, standard 50-round magazine with minimal pinky extension. You also have a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tridiamond fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic two-dot rear, and lifetime warranty from Kel-Tec, the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. You got to check it out. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC. Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Speaking of immigration, I want to share this story with you before I forget and run out of time this hour. DoorDash and Uber Eats. So we've seen how many of you order from that? A lot of you order, DoorDash or Uber Eats, right? There's, sometimes it gets like really, really busy. There'll be sometimes in the evening. I like to cook. I really do enjoy cooking, but especially now with this cycle and all of the changes that Democrats have like proposed to do, push to do different things that contradict with existing law. There's a lot to keep up with and, a lot of other stuff going on. It's election season, etc. So I'll get real busy. I'll order DoorDash or Uber Eats or something every now and then. And I didn't realize this. I didn't really pay attention to it. And not that you would be able to tell, because people can actually rent out and sell these accounts. So DoorDash and Uber Eats, there are tons of Venezuelan immigrants who entered illegally who are now working as food delivery drivers across America. There have been over 1 million Venezuelan citizens who have flooded largely illegally into the United States. Now, some have gone the legal way, and that's totally fine. Go the legal way. Let everybody know who you are. We just don't want terrorists coming up in here and axe murderers and rapists and kid touchers and all that stuff. Let people know who you are, etc. But largely, like over 90%, it's not been. And coming in through the U.S.-Mexico border. Now people are wondering about the safety of the delivery apps and the ability of trust. Can customers trust these people delivering food to their homes? And then you get, personal information that's out there. So apparently people who've been coming into the country legally say that these jobs are one of the easiest ways to make money when they first come here. One Venezuelan door driver who came here illegally told the press that even before I left Venezuela to come here, I knew I could rent an account that wasn't mine to work in food delivery. The crazy thing is that people will sell these accounts like on Facebook and Twitter, and you can shut it down. You can shut the account or X, and then another one will open up like that, doing the same thing. I mean, they crop up. And this guy said, there's another guy who said he was authorized to work in the U.S., or he was waiting for authorization, because that can sometimes take weeks to wait for your authorization. He didn't want to be associated with crime, asked that his name be withheld. And he said, he was able to set up and get his account to do this even before he got here. They said that at least there are thousands of Venezuelans who've come to the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth, legally and illegally, many illegally. And you pay a fee and you rent out a delivery app account. Like someone will say on X, and there's screenshots of all of this. Like, who's renting a DoorDash account? There was a Venezuelan Friends in Dallas, Texas group on Facebook. Now, some are here legally, but largely these are used by people who are not here legally. And they'll publicly discuss it, or they'll discuss it in these groups. Like, rent an Uber account, or I'm renting my Uber account. Message me if someone's interested, etc. And this one guy said the rental's $150 a week. You have to keep it active for 3 months continuously. And if you want to buy it, it's $900. And you can do like they do install. It's crazy. And you deliver food and you or make these deliveries with these apps. And it's very easy. Now, I know, I'm going to stop myself. Do you see the problem that is arising from the problem of an open border? My first thought was, when Democrats start getting criticized for this, what are Democrats going to say in response? Because they've already been at war with third-party contractors, correct? Licensing and different, particularly in states like California. So what is the problem that you think they're going to say they're going to solve when they're criticized about illegal immigrants using and abusing these apps this way? We need government oversight of these apps. We need government oversight of DoorDash and Uber to be able to figure out who is it. That's what they're going to propose. It's almost like they set up for further government incursion into digital spaces and digitally based businesses. But the problem is just to shut the damn border to people flooding in illegally. But that's not how they'll look at it. Texas and then apparently specifically the Bay Area of California are hotspots, like the Dallas area and then like around the Bay Area of California. And a lot of them are worried about gang members getting this information or taking advantage of these services, etc. And they said organized crime will always find a way, according to one user. It's going to be hard to tell the good people from the bad people. And doesn't that make it, that's kind of, think about it, that's kind of harsh, because what if it's, I honestly think, yes, you're breaking the law when you come in illegally. It's a crime, and there should be penalty for that. But I also think that there are grades of crime. Being a, killer gang member is probably worse, I would think. And doesn't this not go against Democrats' argument about immigrants? Not all immigrants are criminals and all of this other stuff. But do you realize what you're setting them up for this failure, because you've kept the border open. You've made it, even when people come here legally, Democrats have refused to work with Republicans to remove a lot of the red tape and expedite the process for good, hardworking people that say, hey, look, here we are. Here's everything. We're coming in. We're bringing our skill set in. We want to raise our kids. Hell, we'll vote Republican. We don't even care. Fine with all that. But you see what I mean? It's like they're setting people up to fail. They don't change any of the mechanics. They just make it worse. It's one of the craziest things. And I mean, I never actually thought about this. And I mean, now, when you do your DoorDash or Uber, like, do you have like a no contact delivery thing?
Yeah, I have that option where they just leave. So the instructions for me is just leave it at the, I have a chair at the door on my front porch. So just leave it there on the chair. And then ring the doorbell. And that's my instructions.
I think a lot of people do that. Yeah. I have no contact.
That's ever since COVID.
That before COVID, really.
Did you? Yeah. I'm not surprised. But
no,
I did
not
set
because
up
I'm
that
like
way.
A brat. I get so awkward in one-on-one conversations. It's the most awkward thing ever. If you've ever met me in real life and it's not in a big group setting, you're like, how does she do what she does? I don't know. If it's like one-on-one, I'll be like, what about that weather. It's just weird. It's just me.
Baseball.
But there like all of these, like a local, one of the local stations here in DFW was talking about people who are here illegally and then they rent out these accounts, and she's had her car hit and other people have had like stuff stolen and there's a lot of stuff that's happening. And you realize these are all these Democrat policies that are setting this up. So now you're going to be like suspicious of anybody coming and dropping food off at your door. Anybody's going to be suspicious. Even if you've ordered the food, when they put it at your door, you're going to be watching and waiting. Are they gone? Have they left yet? Have they left yet? Are they walking away? It's weird. And we pay for this mess. It's our partners over at Hillsdale. This is one of the very reasons why Hillsdale was founded. They're all about defending liberty on the battlefield of education. And that's what they do with all of their resources. You know, they were founded in 1844, a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. They're all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty. And they were founded to offer the kind of education needed to preserve civil and religious liberties. They have all kinds of educational podcasts, lectures, deep dives on different issues available at danaforafohillsdale.com. You can pick your new favorite educational podcast on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network and browse what they have. They have stuff even from their president, Larry Arnn. They've got deep dives from their visiting lecturers, from authors. And, you know, you can also take advantage of their free speech digest and Primus and so much more. All available at danaforhillsdale.com, free for you. So go and choose your new favorite educational podcast today on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network at danaforhillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Wow. So over 100 people had to be rescued by helicopter because they got trapped by flash floods near the Grand Canyon. It's Havasu Creek. It left people trapped. There's one hiker who apparently is still missing. The flooding happened. It was kind of quick how it happened. They said it was massive flash flooding on Thursday. And it was 104 tourists total and tribal members that had to be evacuated from the area. And it's a very remote part of the country. It's about a half mile from Colorado River. So, good heavens, everybody stay safe. This is schools are competing with cell phones because some schools are removing them from their classrooms entirely. The Associated Press gets into some of this. They're saying that students are actually, performing better when you do remove phones from the classrooms. They said that teachers have been fighting shortened attention spans, reduced attendance, worsening academic performance, and they're trying to reverse this. They're banning cell phones in school. Some schools are going so far as to ban them on the campus entirely, which I don't know if that's like the best thing to do if you're at a football game at night and your parents need to pick you up, but I mean, at least that they're putting them in cell phone pouches, lockers, and bins. That has grown in popularity. And some students, though, have given up trying to stop. Some teachers have abandoned trying to stop it altogether. But they said that it's there's really nothing to, you can't compete with a cell phone in the classroom, which is true. I mean, that seems like obvious. And parents, obviously, I think would be good partners for this. Oh, but I saw this over the weekend. They're saying that there's a new vaccine, by the way, that's out. The COVID vaccine, the latest vaccine is out for COVID. Oh, and they've got new free COVID tests again coming out. Free, meaning we're paying for this stupid stuff. They're made in China, by the way. You know this, right? They're made in China, just like the last ones were made in China. The Biden administration is bringing back the free at-home COVID-19 tests by mail. Each house can hold order up to 4 of the rapid tests through covidtests.gov. Is this still a thing? Are people still doing this? Are we still doing... You know, they're not accurate. And not only are they not accurate, but, I mean, again, made in China. Oh, let's see. Sports gambling is taking a toll on Americans' checkbooks, according to research. I didn't know this was such like a big... I mean, yeah, it does make sense. This is CNBC. They're saying that researchers have been looking at the impact of legalized sports gambling on American households, and they found that households in states where gambling was legalized, saw reduced savings, as well as they said lower investments in assets like stocks that are considered more financially sound. States have legalized sports betting saw their residents' aggregate credit scores decrease also, and bankruptcies increase. Yeah, it's not a free lunch legislation. I am amazed at, they keep talking about the change, but yet they're in charge. And in the meantime, Biden is heading to his Delaware beach house from Sunday to Tuesday, according to Miranda Devine, reported the FAA no-fly zone alert. And he was, right after he spoke at the DNC in Chicago, the family took the flight to Santa Barbara. And I made mention of this. I talked about this story because a number of reporters have mentioned it. And there was a big piece of Daily Mail. There was something over at Axios, or I think it was Axios or Politico. And they were saying he was visibly shaking, like shaking when he got off the plane. And that Tuesday night when he spoke, he was on, Kane, was it 12:30 Eastern when he finished? Yeah. I just remember... I was so tired. I couldn't stay up because I had traveled. I was in Knoxville that weekend for a Gun Owners for America event. And then I was so I had so much stuff going on. And I remember he was up so late. And I'm like, I cannot keep watching this. This is crazy. I've got to go to bed. I'm so tired. And he was still talking. And it would have been later. They said that they had nixed this video tribute that they made for him. Do you really think they made one? I don't know. And there were James Taylor was going to play. Was he there? Can you imagine being James Taylor and you're brought out? That was Biden's favorite singer. You're James Taylor and you're brought out. And then they're like, we don't have time for you. Because they let everybody else go. And so they had Joe speak. And you could tell he was mad. They were all mad. And they sort of relegated him towards the very end of the show after half of America had already gone to bed because it was 12:30 Eastern. And then he gets on the plane, goes to California, is at this ranch for a week with his family. The whole family goes. I guess they don't, none of them work. And he's there for a week. And he was visibly shaking. Interestingly, how there were no photos or video of it. Because the press protects him is why. Now, some interesting things in the now that we're in the aftermath of the DNC. So they said that Michelle Obama only confirmed her... speaking spot only confirmed that she would speak at the DNC after Biden had dropped out. She would not confirm it before then. She was very close. She was a very close friend. And you can go back before all of this happened. You can look at previous articles from like 10 years ago, longer. She was always very close with Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell. They were always very close in D.C. They lived in D.C. They talked regularly. They were actually real friends, not just political friends. They were real friends. And the rumor was it was always out there. Everybody was kind of aware of it, that she was livid with the way that the Bidens had treated Buell. And she took Buell's side. You know, and her husband, Barack Obama, he's former president. That was his vice president. You know, he's got to kind of, you know, play the game. Michelle Obama didn't have to. So the word is that she, which is why her name wasn't added onto the website until, and that was, somebody had put that on X, and it was the night after Biden had dropped out, and that's when her name was put on the, as a speaker. She would not confirm until after he had dropped out, because she wasn't going to be there if he would. She was not going to be there. Interesting how that, there's a lot of drama going on there. The Biden's influence and all of that is done. Done. He was never a good fundraiser, even when he had all of his wits. He's not going to be. I mean, the family is utterly useless to Democrats. And if you're utterly useless, you're just swept under the rug. If you can't raise money, which is the reason Bill Clinton has been around as long as he's been, because he was always a powerhouse fundraiser. That's why they kept him around for as long. He was a powerhouse fundraiser. Barack Obama can raise money, too. It's interesting. Barack Obama wasn't able to start raising money until really his second term. His coattails used to be so short that people like Claire McCaskill and others refused to do campaign events with him because they did not want him to tank their chances. This was in the 2012, actually, when we took the shellacking. Interesting. 2012, it wasn't until after that waypoint. And even, 2010? People didn't want to fundraise with him. So interesting. He, especially middle America folks, because of the bitter clinger remark that followed him. Anyway, so my point in bringing this up is they seem unified on the surface because that's what the media wants you to think, but they really aren't. And I keep hearing that the internal polling numbers, and I want to talk about that here real quick, for Harris and some of these others, I keep hearing that the internal polling numbers are kind of rough, and they're not what they want them to be, which is one of the reasons why, like, 538 didn't, you know, the New York Times thing, why they didn't have them up. And I thought that was kind of interesting, because nationally, if you look at the RCP average, et cetera, they're pretty close, right? But I think there's a reason why they keep pushing this unity and joy and shoving it down your throats, because there really is not a lot of unity and joy behind the scenes.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.